Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on a little bit of a chilly day, but we know that the warmth will come. But welcome to you all. Special welcome to those who are visiting with us, and pray God's blessing upon you this day. We ran out of bulletins, which is an okay thing, and so they have more. So if you stick your hand up, if you want a bulletin, they will bring one around. So Tom's on the other aisle. He'll come around if you want one. Several announcements today. Wednesday is the final night of Logos confirmation and JYF for this program year, so be aware of that. Thursday at 6:30 p.m., Robert Rogers will be speaking and singing and playing at St. Peter's Catholic Church. 15 to 20 years ago, we had Robert Rogers here, and he has an amazing testimony. 15, 20 years later, he probably has even a tremendous or a more tremendous testimony. So the church invites you to that on Thursday at 6:30. Next Sunday is Presentation Sunday, so please be in prayer for our six eighth grade confirmands. I've been able to read a couple of the presentations. I'm meeting with the rest of them before Wednesday, but they're putting the whole service together for 8 and 10:30. It'd be a blessing to have you here to support and encourage and learn from them. The community meal on Tuesday, there might be some regular volunteers not able to be present, so if you have an hour free, show up in the kitchen at 5 and maybe you'll have the fun of washing dishes. There is an automatic dishwasher, so it's a little bit easier. The praise team will be practicing Tuesday at 7. There is a men's choir rehearsal Thursday at 7. And in the bulletin, there's a new thing there about luncheon with the pastor. I finally remembered to talk to my wife about helping me put a lunch together for next Sunday. But if you are new or want to learn more about St. John's, after worship next Sunday, we can eat together down in the fireside room and get more acquainted. A couple of special announcements this morning. First from Carrie. You are on the wrong side. I could not find you.
Good morning, everyone. I am here to talk about our adult Sunday school classes. First up is the Connection Sunday School. We'll be starting a new four-week video session. It's called Whisper. Beginning April 28th, the class will be diving into the Bible and discussing a variety of questions many people have about hearing God and how He speaks to us. So all are welcome to join that. It's just 4 weeks. Also stay tuned to the visitor and the bulletin to see what the Connections class will be doing this summer. We're still working on that, but trust that somebody will be there to lead something throughout the summer. So Connections will continue in the summer. Just a reminder, there are two other adult classes. Basic Sunday school class is in the parlor, and they review the discovery guide every week. So there's a couple of leaders in there that kind of bounce back and forth for that. So if you're interested, there's that. The women's Bible study group, they meet in the fireside room every Sunday. And I believe they just started a new book last week. Correct? Tammy, do you have the name of that? You Are Loved. Thank you. So if you have any questions, you can see Tammy Knopfsinger, Jan, Lynn, Chrisman, to know more about that. But they are in the fireside room. So thank you.
Good morning again. On behalf of the Fellowship Committee, I would like to invite you to a time of food and fellowship next Sunday between 9 and 9:30 in the Fellowship Hall. The committee will have coffee, juice, muffins, and donuts for everyone to enjoy before heading to Sunday school class. Classes will start just a bit later that morning to give everyone a chance to grab a muffin or a donut and spend some time chatting before heading to class. We'll have a sign in the hallway next week to remind you about this in case you forget between now and next Sunday. Hope to see a lot of you there. Thank you.
Thank you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Let us pray. We have come into your house, gathered in your name to worship you. May the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you. Amen. Please rise as you're able as we come together singing. We'll start with in the red hymnal number 1, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Stand up, stand up for Jesus.
Yeah.
seven of the junior choir to come forward to the steps and sing.
Well, you just sang, so this is an interactive song also. We're going to need your help at the end. This is all about praising God and worshiping Him together. So the last time through our refrain, I'm going to turn around and you're going to help us. Now, don't get too worried, because the only words are, God is great, clap, clap, clap. God is great, clap, clap, clap. He is great, clap, clap, clap. He is great, clap, clap, clap. You think you can handle that? Okay. This isn't passive, okay? You're going to hear it three times till we get there, so I think you'll be okay.
Stay for the children's message, and I invite other children forward for the children's message. Pardon me? I'm not doing anything with Oreos. I'm talking about Oreos maybe later.
But maybe we can have them.
They're not on my shopping list these days. We're waiting. All right, good morning. I'm going to time you. I have a challenge for you for the next minute, one whole minute. I don't want you to think about the color red. For 1 minute, don't think about the color red. All ready? Go. Now don't, got to be quiet. Don't think about roses or stop signs. Don't think about apples. Try not to think about hearts or strawberries. Don't think about the color red. Don't think about cardinals or cherries or fire trucks. Try not to think about tomatoes or red jelly beans or someone wearing a red dress. Don't think about Clifford, the big red dog. Don't think about Twizzlers or red M&Ms, or don't think about what's in the thermometer. You have 10 more seconds. Don't think about the color red. No strawberries, no stop signs, no red lights. 3, 2, 1. How did you do? I was telling you red things. Well, I'm good. If you didn't think about red, that means you have good self-control. Self-control, you were thinking about yellow. See, that's what you could have done. Think about another color and ignore the words that I was saying. So great job. But self-control is that you make decisions about what you're going to think about. Now, I know I made it difficult talking about all those things that were the color red, but have you ever felt frustrated, and maybe you were just frustrated, about when you didn't have self-control, when you couldn't tell yourself no? Self-control, or a lack of self-control, is such as oversleeping when you know you really have to work hard to get up. Do you like to oversleep? But you know you got to get up in the morning? Well, that's a lack of self-control, so we want to set. Or, here you go, Ryan. A lack of self-control, you eat a whole row of Oreos instead of just the two you were supposed to eat. You're not exercising self, and I like some of the smiles on your faces about that. You can eat every single Oreo I have in my pockets, which is zero. So, there's a verse in the Bible, Proverbs 25:28, that teaches us about self-control. Like a city whose walls are broken down is a person who lacks self-control. So, back in the Bible days, when they had cities, they had walls all around them for protection, so they could have peace during the day and sleep at night with peace. No walls, they didn't have any peace. Well, if we don't have any self-control, we're not going to have peace. If we have self-control from God, we're going to be able to have peace in our lives. Self-control is important. The Apostle Paul, we're going to talk about self-control a little bit later, but the Apostle Paul in Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And as we believe in Jesus, we have the Spirit living within us, and one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. God wants us to be able to say yes to the good things that God gives us and no to those things that we would call sin. And so we have to have self-control because God is great, right?
Yeah.
God is great. And He wants us to live with self-control, to say no to sin and temptation, but to say yes for like singing in church and reading the Bible and knowing more about Jesus. Now, how do you get self-control? You prepare your mind. I want you to think about something that's bothering you, something that's worrying you. Maybe there's something you have to do for school. Maybe there's something your parents have asked you to do and you kind of forgot about it till the last minute. Think of something that you need more self-control to do. And you gain self-control by preparing your mind, thinking about that. So there are 6 confirmands that are leading worship, and they're all supposed to write a page presentation. And some of them have written really well so far, and I get to meet with 4 more, but I'm waiting for them to finish the presentation. So they can't wait till the last minute. They have to prepare their minds to do it today or tomorrow. Think of your mind and prepare for self-control. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the blessing of these children, and we pray that through the power of your Spirit, you would help them learn self-control, to say no to temptation and sin, and to say yes to your love. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. Well, if you come to Sunday school next week, there might be muffins and donuts for you instead of Oreos. Coming to our time of prayer this morning, I thought I had been around here long enough that I'd been to all the hospitals in the area, and I found a new one on Thursday, I think. Sandy Miller was transferred to ProMedica Bay Park Hospital in Oregon. I've been to another couple of hospitals there, but this was a new one for me. I asked them how new it was. It's been there for 22 years. But Sandy is there receiving dialysis, and Roger's here, so we can be praying for Roger and Sandy. Stuart and Rhonda Short are also here, and Stuart surprised me by how well he looks. He's had a good report. They head to Houston tomorrow for another consult, but it's great to see you here, and our prayers continue to be with you. Let's bow in prayer before the Lord. Amazing and gracious God, we thank you for the way your Spirit has gathered each one of us together this morning and how we have connected in for this time of worship. To take time away from our regular routine of the day or work or whatever it might be to gather together to worship you. What a blessing it is to have our children sing before us about how great you are and to know that you are good. God, we thank you for the goodness in our lives. We thank you for the peace that you send. We thank you for the forgiveness that you grant. We thank you for the offer of redemption that you give through the cross. Lord, we're also thankful for the things that you tell us to say no to. Those temptations of sinful behavior that can draw us away from your grace and from your love. And so we thank you for the fruit of self-control. Self-control that comes through knowing the Scriptures, of relying upon Jesus our Lord and Savior to guide and light our path. And we're also thankful, Lord, for when we falter, when we have given in to a lack of self-control and we have sinned, to know of your grace and your mercy and how you call us and you welcome us back. And so we praise you with our very beings. And I pray that through the knowledge of the Scripture, the path that we walk would bring you glory each and every moment of life. Lord, we pray for our list of concerns. We pray for those that have concerns that we're not aware of. Lord, we pray for Sandy and for Roger. We pray for the treatment Sandy is receiving. We pray for her strength of heart and her strength physically and the strength of her mind. And we pray for her faith to continue to support her. We pray for Casey as she continues to recover and go through therapy. We pray for Regina as she's probably back now at Roop Rehab after a week at UTMC. We pray for Ben and Sue as Ben continues to make small progress, and may each of those steps bring him encouragement. Lord, we continue to pray for Stuart and Rhonda, and we thank you for your healing upon him at this point. And Lord, we just continue to pray that you would bless him with strength. And we thank you for their faith and their trust in you. We pray for Jody as she continues to recover at home. And we pray for Monty Willis as he continues to prepare for that final chemo treatment and for those test results that will bring news to him. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life and the gift of love through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
In response for all the blessings Christ has given to us, let us give a portion back to him. I invite the ushers forward to collect this morning's offering. Thank you. Heavenly Father, Creator God, we bring back what was yours already. Please use these offerings for the building up of your kingdom and the glory of your name. Amen.